So your theory is, said Lieutenant On, her tone dangerously even, that the Orzeans aren't really people.
Well, not individuals.
Jen Shinnan seemed to sense remotely that she'd said something to make Lieutenant On angry, but didn't seem entirely certain of it.
Not as such.
And of course, interjected Jen Ta, oblivious, they see what we have and don't understand that you have to work for that sort of life. And they're envious and resentful and blame us for not letting them have it. When if they'd only work...
They send what money they have to support that half-broken-down temple and then complain they're poor, said Jen Shinnan. And they fish out the marsh and then blame us. They'll do the same to you, Lieutenant, when you open the prohibited zones again.
Your dredging up the mud by the ton to sell as fertilizer didn't have anything to do with the fish disappearing? Asked Lieutenant On. Her voice edged. Actually, the fertilizer had been a byproduct of the main business of selling the mud to space-dwelling Tanmint for religious purposes. That was due to irresponsible fishing on the part of the Orzeans?
Well, of course it had some effect, said Jen Ta, but if they'd only managed their resources properly...
Quite right, agreed Jen Shinnan. You blame me for ruining the fishing, but I gave those people jobs, opportunities to improve their lives.
Lieutenant Skyot must have sensed that Lieutenant On was at a dangerous point.
Security on a planet is very different from on a station, she said, her voice cheerful. On a planet, there's always going to be some slippage, some things you don't see.
Ah, said Jen Shinnan. But you've got everyone tagged, so you always know where we are.
Yes, agreed Lieutenant Skyot. But we're not always watching. I suppose you could grow an AI big enough to watch a whole planet, but I don't think anyone has ever tried it. A station, though. I watched Lieutenant On see Lieutenant Skyot spring the trap Jen Shinnan had walked into moments ago. On a station, Lieutenant On said, the AI sees everything.
So much easier to manage, agreed Lieutenant Skyot happily. Almost no need for security at all.
That wasn't quite true, but this was no time to point that out. Jen Ta set down her utensil.
Surely the AI doesn't see everything.
Neither lieutenant said anything.
Even when you...
Everything, answered Lieutenant On. I assure you, citizen. Silence for nearly 2 seconds. Beside me, Lieutenant Skyot's 7 Issa guard's mouth twitched. Something that might have been an itch, or some unavoidable muscle spasm, but was, I suspected, the only outward manifestation of her amusement. Military ships possessed AIs just as stations did, and Rodchai soldiers lived utterly without privacy. Lieutenant Skyot broke the silence.
Your niece, citizen, is taking the aptitudes this year?
The cousin gestured yes. So long as her own farming provided income, she wouldn't need an assignment, and neither would her heir. However many heirs the land might support. The niece, however, had lost her parents during the annexation.
These aptitudes, said Jen Shinnan. You took them, lieutenants?
Both indicated affirmatively. The aptitudes were the only way into the military or any government post, though that didn't encompass all assignments available.
No doubt, said Jen Shinnan. The test works well for you, but I wonder if it's suited to us Shasernans.
Why is that? Asked Lieutenant Skyot, with slightly frowning amusement.
Has there been a problem?
asked Lieutenant On, still stiff, still annoyed with Jen Shinnen.
Well.
Jen Shinnen picked up a napkin, soft and bleached a snowy white, and wiped her mouth.
Word is, last month in Kuldves, all the candidates for civil service were ethnic Orzians.
Lieutenant On blinked in confusion. Lieutenant Skyat smiled.
You mean to say, she said, looking at Jen Shinnen, but also directing her words to Lieutenant On, that you think the testing is biased?
Jen Shinnen folded her napkin and set it down on the table beside her bowl.
Come now, Lieutenant, let us be honest. There's a reason so few Orzians occupied such posts before you arrived. Every now and then you find an exception. The Divine is a very respectable person, I grant you. But she's an exception. So when I see 20 Orzians destined for civil service posts and not a single Tanmind, I can't help but think either the test is flawed, or, well, I can't help but remember that it was the Orzians who first surrendered when you arrived. I can't blame you for appreciating that, for wanting to acknowledge that, but it's a mistake.
Lieutenant On said nothing. Lieutenant Skyat asked,
Assuming you're correct, why would that be a mistake?
It's as I said before. They just aren't suited to positions of authority. Some exceptions, yes, but...
She waved a gloved hand.
And with the bias of the assignments being so obvious, people won't have confidence in it.
Lieutenant Skyat's smile grew broader, in proportion to Lieutenant On's silent, indignant anger.
Your niece is nervous?
A bit,
admitted the cousin.
Understandably, drawled Lieutenant Skyat. It's a momentous event in any citizen's life, but she needn't fear.
Jen Shinnen laughed, sardonic.
Needn't fear? The lower city resents us, always has, and now we can't make any legal contracts without either taking transport to Kuldves or going through the lower city to your house, Lieutenant.
Any legally binding contract had to be made in the Temple of Amat, or a recent and extremely controversial concession on its steps, if one of the parties was an exclusive monotheist.
During that pilgrimage thing, it's nearly impossible. We either lose an entire day traveling to Kuldves, or endanger ourselves.
Jen Shinnen visited Kuldves quite frequently, often merely to visit friends or shop. All the Tanmind in the upper city did, and had done so before the annexation.
Has there been some unreported difficulty? Asked Lieutenant On, stiff, angry, utterly polite. Well, said Jen Ta, in fact, Lieutenant, I've been wanting to mention. We've been here a few days, and my niece seems to have had a bit of trouble in the lower city. I told her it was better not to go, but you know how teenagers are when you tell them not to do something.
What sort of trouble? Asked Lieutenant On.
Oh, said Jen Shinnen, you know the sort of thing. Rude words, threats, empty, no doubt, and of course nothing next to what things will be like in a week or two. But the child was quite shaken.
The child in question had spent the past two afternoons staring at the Four Temple water and sighing. I had spoken to her once, and she had turned her head away without answering. After that, I had left her alone. No one had troubled her. No problems that I saw, I messaged Lieutenant On. I'll keep an eye on her, said Lieutenant On, silently acknowledging my information with a twitch of her fingers.
Thank you, Lieutenant, said Jen Shinnen. I know we can count on you.
You think it's funny? Lieutenant On tried to relax her too tight jaw. I could tell from the increasing tension of her facial muscles that without intervention she would soon have a headache. Lieutenant Skyot, walking beside her, laughed outright.
It's pure comedy. Forgive me, my dear, but the angrier you get, the more painstakingly correct your speech becomes, and the more Jen Shinnan mistakes you.
Surely not. Surely she's asked about me.
You're still angry. Worse, said Lieutenant Skyot, hooking her arm around Lieutenant On's. You're angry with me.
I'm sorry, and she has asked, very obliquely, just interested in you. Only natural, of course.
And you answered, suggested Lieutenant On, equally obliquely.
I walked behind them, alongside the seven Issa who had stood with me in Jen Shinnan's dining room. Directly ahead, along the street and across the Four Temple Water, I could see myself where I stood in the plaza. Lieutenant Skyot said,
I said nothing untrue. I told her that lieutenants on ships with ancillaries tended to be from old, high-ranking families with lots of money and clients. Her connections in Kuld Ves might have said a bit more, but not much. On the one hand, since you aren't such a person, they have cause to resent you. On the other hand, you do command ancillaries and not vulgar human troops, which the old-fashioned deplore just as much as they deplore the scions of obscure nobody houses getting assigned as officers. They approve of your ancillaries and disapprove of your antecedents. Jen Shinnan gets a very ambivalent picture of you.
Her voice was quiet, pitched so that only someone standing very near could hear it, though the houses we passed were closed up and dark on the lower levels. It was very unlike the lower city, where even late into the night, people sat nearly in the street, even small children.
Besides, Lieutenant Skyot said, she's right.
Oh, not that foolishness about Orzeans, no. But she's right to be suspicious about the aptitudes. You know yourself, the tests are susceptible to manipulation.
Lieutenant On felt a sick, betrayed indignation at Lieutenant Skyot's words, but said nothing, and Lieutenant Skyot continued.
For centuries, only the wealthy and well-connected tested as suitable for certain jobs, like, say, officers in the military. In the last, what, 50, 75 years, that hasn't been true. Have the lesser houses suddenly begun to produce officer candidates where they didn't before?
I don't like where you're headed with this, snapped Lieutenant On, tugging slightly at their linked arms, trying to pull away. I didn't expect it from you.
No, no, protested Lieutenant Skyot, and didn't let her go. Drew her closer.
The question is the right one, and the answer the same. The answer is no, of course. But does that mean the tests were rigged before, or rigged now?
And your opinion?
Both, before and now. And our friend Jen Shinnan doesn't fully understand that the question can even be asked. She just knows that if you're going to succeed, you've got to have the right connections. And she knows the aptitudes are part of that. And she's utterly shameless. You heard her imply the Orzeans were being rewarded for collaboration. And in nearly the same breath, imply her people would be even better collaborators. And you notice neither she nor her cousin are sending their own children for testing. Just this orphaned niece. Still, they're invested in her doing well. If we'd asked for a bribe to ensure it, she'd have handed it over, no question. I'm surprised she didn't offer one, actually.
You wouldn't, protested Lieutenant On. You won't. You can't deliver anyway.
I won't need to. The child will test well, likely get herself sent to the territorial capital for training to take a nice civil service post.
If you ask me, the Orzeans are being rewarded for collaborating. But they're a minority in this system. And now the unavoidable unpleasantness of the annexation is over, we want people to start realizing that being Rod Chai will benefit them.